This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
This is for the stalwart listeners, and I will say that until the day that I take my last breath. What? The stalwart listeners that hang out till the third hour.
Well, the stalwarts, yeah.
Yeah, stalwarts. You know, they're just, Todd and Denise, aren't they? They're the best. We love you the best, the ones that stay around for the third hour. Because you know what? Todd and Denise said they wanted to leave. You know, they were like, hey, I'm done with this. This is that's all I can handle is 2 hours of Cal. You know, so third hour.
Fair
this
point.
Is Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, seek legal counsel. We're not giving advice. If you're tired late at night and you can't sleep, which sometimes happens to me, I just turn on my – just go to www.readylawtalk.com, listen to the disclaimers. That's great.
Ha, ha, ha. That's a good joke, Fred. This has been a recorded message from Todd Kunin who left you – I'm kidding. You said I was leaving and I was – oh, was that the disclaimer?
That went way over my head.
Well, then, you know, look, I cast a wide net when it comes to jokes. They can't all be winners. So,
and they can't all catch something.
Or
well,
none of them.
That's true. That's, hey, look. You don't catch a fish on every cast. That's all I know. So,
you know, he put his deodorant on, got freshened up, but the jokes are still bad. So he didn't do anything new with that. So, and again, remember, seek local counsel. That's important. Today we're going to talk about some fun stuff. First of all, we're going to have a third hour case or no case, which is our favorite and everybody else's favorite. We're going to talk about the major league umpire that's suing a player and why it's very interesting. We're going to talk about the HBO Michael Jackson lawsuits. There's a lot more. We try to do what's called speed dating, but speed what? What should we call it? Speed legal.
Okay, speed legal.
We're going to try to talk about as many things as we can because the guy by the name of The Game, the guy that is apparently a rapper of some sort that has a reality show, he's being sued. Actually, he's not only being sued, he lost a lawsuit and he's been told to pay $7.1 million. And here's the most interesting part. I really looked into this a little deep. And apparently, he never even showed up to the court case. And, man, you know what? It's going to be difficult for you to win a case if you don't show up. So, you know, people are thinking, oh, you're above that. You're above the court system. And then we've got the most important thing at the end, and that is our quick takes. We're going to tell you, out of all the things we've talked about these last 3 hours, what's the most important thing and a quick take that you can take home and keep as a nugget and put in your drawer and remember for the rest of the week. But in the meantime, we're going to do case or no case. Cal, get ready.
Oh, okay, sure. I am ready with my case or no case.
Right.
By the way, this one, you may risk up to 2 points.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Of course, all right. Only one person who has points, but anyway.
We're all
but
horrible.
You've got to risk up front. You can't hear
right.
it and then risk,
no,
right?
Right. I see you can risk
so
up to 2 points.
Okay.
So when I come to you, you may say if you wish to wish to risk points or not before I put out the actual case.
Okay.
Mr. Kunin, what say you?
Well, he has no points to risk.
I have no points, so I have nothing to risk.
So okay. The answer is yes.
You go in the hole by two.
No, okay. No, okay. You can't put us in the hole.
Okay, Fred, what say
two.
You?
Two. We're doing two. We're each doing two
okay.
points.
Okay, Denise, what say you?
Denise, you're the only one that can really double.
Well,
up.
Then I'm going to do two if they're doing two, because, right?
Sounds
you're
like,
gonna
a, sounds like a dance routine here. It's going to be
right,
two.
Here we go.
Two.
Here's our case.
Third hour.
Third hour. Radio Law Talk Ballet.
A certain diva singer celebrity who shall remain nameless had a run-in with an airline.
Okay.
When a ticket snafu did not give her her first-class seat, she screamed quickly to the ticket agent, "Don't you know who I am?" The ticket agent quickly got on the public address system and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, we have a woman here who apparently does not know who she is. Can someone please come and help identify her?" Everyone laughed out loudly, so the celebrity decided to seek counsel for public humiliation, defamation. She was red-faced and very ashamed. Her lawyer, indignant, said, "I think you've got a case. And I ask you, can one win a lawsuit for public embarrassment, Denise Dirks case or no case?"
Okay. Public embarrassment?
Humiliation, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, this celebrity, you know, said, "Don't you know who I am?" And it sounded like she raised her voice a little bit, right?
Yes, I think she probably acted out in a diva sort of way. That would be my guess. Yeah.
So is the question, is there a case for public embarrassment, or is there one in this matter?
In this matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say there is no case for public embarrassment in this fact pattern. But I'm going to say that it is a case and that the celebrity loses.
Okay. Mr. Penny, what say you, case or no case?
I did that the other day when they took away my first class. And I said, "Do you know who this is? This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk."
They said, "Okay, here, Mr. Penny, have two first class seats."
No, they said the opposite. They looked at him and said, "That dog that lady's got, go ahead and take your seat." So that lady got the seat. But nobody cares about who I am. And you know what? This is a wonderful scenario, but it's not a case. But the diva singer on the airline. What that was freaking hilarious. That agent that said, "Excuse me, we've got a person up here that does not know who she is." Anybody? What a quick thinking individual.
That's
now,
pretty good.
She shouldn't have said that, or he or she, whoever the agent was, shouldn't have done that. But you just learn to shut your mouth. But that was quick thinking, and this is a scenario, but not a case.
Mr. Kunin, what say you?
What did the lawyer say to her when she went to the lawyer?
He was indignant. That was all.
Just didn't he say something like,
yeah.
I think you've got a case.
I think you've got a case.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? Go big or go home. I'm going to say that this is a case and you know, actual scenario, and it gets to the point of, yeah, it is a case. She gets nothing.
Oh, you're going with me?
Yeah.
Why don't you go the other way? She gets something.
If I had a dime for every time I heard somebody say that. Oh, my. No. You know, Denise, you're bringing back. It's PTSD. Thank you very much. Didn't think I'd. Oh, brother. My heart can't handle it. I'm going to stick with my answer. Thank you very much, Denise.
Oh, if you could have seen the hand reaction during this time period.
Despite Denise's attempt to cajole you into going against your best judgment there, which I understand.
I'm often cajoled by Denise, you know, over case or no case.
She can be very persuasive. Yes.
Yes, she can.
All right, so we have a couple of minutes. So I guess what I'm going to do
just
here
give it
is
to
I'm
us.
Going
do
to
it.
Give you the answer. And so let's do that. For those of you who say this is a case or a real scenario, may I see by a show of hands. Oh, dear.
Yes, Fred!
I made the whole thing up.
Yes! I caught you, Cal.
You did?
Oh, I did. I knew he was faking this.
But it's a good line. Isn't it a great line?
Say it again. Just
ladies and gentlemen, we have someone here at the ticket booth who does not know who she is. Can someone please come and help her identify herself?
That's hilarious.
Okay, so I have a question. Is Todd now minus two and Fred
no,
minus
he's
two?
Not, no, he's zero. No, I'm two. I
you
said,
guys put two at risk.
No, I said no case.
So you're good. Todd's at minus two.
No, he's not doing minus.
No, I'm not.
No.
We weren't allowed to go in the hole.
Yeah,
I'm either going to get two points or nothing. I didn't put anything at risk.
Yeah, it was
if I had put something at risk, I had the potential to get four.
So we're all big goose eggs.
Yeah,
Fred's good.
Oh, you got one. Two.
Sorry. Points, but otherwise.
What a bunch of clusters is going on right now. Everybody's talking over each other. Everybody just can't figure out who's won. Oh, I got 3 points. I got seven. It's like... Dear, would you turn my radio off, please?
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
All right, well, we're going to come back and talk about a Major League umpire by the name of Boop Boop that's suing an ex-catcher, Mr. Boop Boop, over something else. Mm. That's interesting. Talk about Michael Jackson, and then after Michael Jackson, we've got all kinds of things to talk about, including the game. We're going to talk about him. And then we've got a couple other things, but I don't think we're going to get to it. And then we've got the most important thing, which is Quick Takes.
Quick Takes.
We'll be right back after this.
Stay tuned, folks. This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. We'll continue in just a minute. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutting shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can help.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
Well, I'm a winner, winner, chicken dinner, the last segment, and now we're getting into Major League umpire Joe West is suing an ex-catcher by the name of Paul Loduca over claims that on a podcast, Paul... To me, it sounds like a joke, mm-hmm. what he was saying. Mentioned that the the umpire may have taken some bribes. In fact, a quote from Joe, a quote from this individual, Paul, that he said on this podcast, and Joe is the umpire, and this is the quote. Quote, Joe loves antique cars, so every time he comes into town, I lend him my 57 Chevy so he can drive it around. So then he opens up the strike zone for me. that's something funny. Come on.
Just a couple of things about this. So Paul LaDuca, longtime catcher in Major League Baseball, was on a podcast called The Favorites. Now, The Favorites is a sports betting podcast on the Action Network, and he was on there. And what LaDuca said was that another ball player, Billy Wagner, who was a pitcher for the New York Mets, he said that Wagner told LaDuca that Wagner would loan the 57 Chevy to West to drive around and open up the strike zone. And that raises up a couple of
kind
questions.
Kind of a joke. It sounds to me like it was kind of a joke.
It does. It sounds like a joke. And you know, we tease this a little bit. If there was one umpire that would be suing a ball player and somebody said, hey, an umpire did it, and I knew nothing else, I would have thought it was Joe West. Joe West is the guy who the umpire most likely, if a pitcher throws a strike and throws a pitch and the pitcher thinks it's a strike, and let's say West says ball, and the pitcher seems upset, West is the type of umpire that'll take a step to his left and just stare down the pitcher until the pitcher starts to show him some respect and then get back in. You know, do you want to go here? And he kind of makes the game about himself. He does that when he's behind the plate. He does it when he's in the field. It's just he's just one of those characters. He's been around forever.
He's
right?
a little theatrical, but you know that's okay. Sometimes though, I've umpired many a game, not a major league, not even close. But sometimes you have to look at the pitcher and say, you know what? All day. That's going to be a strike or a ball. All day. Deal with it.
Right.
Now, I remember Roger Clemens in a World Series game in Oakland did that very same thing. And within the first inning, the Boston Red Sox ace was tossed from the game in the first inning for constantly barking at the umpire.
That's right.
And you have to do that. You got to stand your ground. It's your job.
Well, I've seen Cal do that to those five-year-old kids, man. He stares them down. I've seen him walk over there. Pointing at a little five-year-old, you mess with Cal.
Mostly at the coach.
You know, what's really funny is when he looks at the kid and says, that's going to be a strike all day, and the kid looks, it's a tee. We're playing T-ball. I mean,
you swing and miss, buddy.
But I got a question. Defamation, what he's sued for, that's a personal injury type area. So, Fred, I got a question for you.
I probably don't have an answer.
Is Joe West suing the right person? Because when I look at here, all that LaDuca said was Billy Wagner told me that this happened. I'm not saying it did. I'm not saying it didn't. Billy Wagner said that this happened. Does Joe West arguably have a better claim against Billy Wagner or Paul LaDuca?
I think he's
Paul LaDuca.
I think none.
I think that nothing's going to happen.
I don't know. Basically, he's saying that he took bribes. That's a crime. And under New York, they have negligence per se. And there are four statements that will qualify as negligence per se. First one is charging somebody or saying that somebody committed a serious crime. Bribery is a serious crime. Second one is a statement that injures another in their trade, business, or profession. The third thing is imputing a loathsome disease, not just kitties, Todd. And the fourth thing, believe it or not, only applies to women. It's saying that a woman is unchaste, unchaste.
Todd has a kitty.
Yep. Oh, that's chaste, not chaste, by the way.
Right. You know what? This is what I got to say.
EST.
These are the issues as a lawyer you need to look at. The following. You look at the law, you look at how it's applied, and then you step outside that box and you say, now what is the jury going to do with this?
Absolutely.
And I'm telling you, I don't guarantee anything. I'm just saying gut feel is a jury's going to look at him and see this as more of like a joke. I would think it would be a joke. They were joking about it. Again, I haven't listened to the podcast, so I'm not saying one side or the other. But I think a jury, I would as an attorney say, and this is not legal advice, by the way, wow. Do you think a jury's going to give you anything? I could see a jury going, really? Come on. You're a public figure, too. But you're a public figure.
We're missing another point here, guys, and that is it went out on the podcast, and most guys are going to go after the podcaster because for putting out that information. It's a podcast by nature.
Well,
it's pre-recorded.
If they were negligent in allowing that comment to come out, because it's not. The person who actually made the false statement and actually published it to the third party, which was to the network, was DeLuca. But the question I find is interesting is the person that can Wagner sue LaDuca?
Well, that's the other one. Can Wagner be sued, and can he sue if Wagner never said such a thing? Now, to be fair, because there may be somebody out there going, well, what if he really did? What if he really? Because truth is a defense to it,
correct.
Right? Statisticians did this. Billy Wagner pitched for the New York Mets during 2006-2007 when this was supposed to have taken place. So when you look at the stats, remember, the claim was that Wagner said that if he loaned him, his strike zone would expand.
Every time. Yes.
So here are the stats. There were only two games in which Joe West umpired a game where Billy Wagner could have even potentially been there, and Billy Wagner never appeared in either game. And on one of the games that he was there, it ended on a home run, not because of a called strike zone. So
it wouldn't have impacted
it. So there's really no validity to the claim at all. I think West has an argument there. Like, look, this never happened. I didn't even ump games where Wagner was pitching. This just seems to be a stupid tongue-in-cheek comment. The only thing I found interesting was that the podcast is a sports betting podcast, and what's a major league umpire doing listening to a sports betting podcast? That was sort of interesting, unless somebody told him about it. Okay.
I don't think that the stats, though, are really going to help LaDuca. If LaDuca said this with the intent and to broadcast that there was a crime committed, I think he might be at risk.
Well, no, I think the stats help West. To say that, yeah, this is definitely false. There's no way they can show this is
true.
You know what? I think East and North have something to do with it.
Could
after
be.
That, I think it's going to go. We'll be back. We'll be back.
I think this whole bit just went south. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk right after this. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEYLawyers.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States will send armored vehicles and combat troops into eastern Syria to keep oil fields from potentially falling into the hands of Islamic State militants, according to United States Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
To ensure that we can deny ISIS access to the oil fields, because we want to make sure that they don't have access to the resources that may allow them to strike within the region, to strike Europe, to strike the United States. But the mission in Syria remains what the mission in Syria began with. It's always been about defeating the ISIS coalition.
Though Trump repeatedly said he's pulling out of Syria, the reality on the ground is still different. Adding armored reinforcements in the oil-producing area of Syria could mean sending several hundred U.S. troops, even as a similar number are being withdrawn from a separate mission closer to the border with Turkey. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
6-800.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
All right, we're back. We're going to talk a little bit about the Michael Jackson case. So if those of you who have lived under a rock, as I always say, the Michael HBO did a thing called Return to Leaving Neverland. Neverland, those of you who are aware, probably, is Michael Jackson's estate. It was in Southern California. It was like a little, I'm going to call it a mini, I'm not going to say the word Disney, a mini amusement park that he had, you know, all kinds of fun things for kids to do. And I watched a documentary on the thing, and it's actually quite fascinating what he had there. And by the way, it was for sale. I don't know if it's sold yet, but at one time it was for sale, but back in February, they did this HBO did this very interesting documentary about what happened there and kind of a behind the scenes where two children are now claiming, now that are adults, that they were sexually molested by Michael Jackson. I'm not going to argue one way or the other on that issue. And by the way, we did discuss this before in prior cases, they did testify that they were not sexually molested in a prior case in their early 20s. So it's going back and forth. And the issue was, is this allowed to be shown? And is this a free speech? Because it's a documentary. You have the rights. Documentary have different rights or I guess a standard's a little bit lower as to what they can do. And I'm going to say that in a general term because, you know, I'm not going to get into the details of that. But what happens is, in 1992, there was a kind of contract that a number of people forgot about, except Michael Jackson's estate, that basically had a non-disparagement clause in it against HBO. In other words, disparage me in any way, HBO, and if you do, they're grabbing this contract and saying you can't do this documentary because you're disparaging Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it was the Dangerous tour when Michael Jackson's Dangerous album came out, and oftentimes you'll get a company like HBO, Showtime, anybody else that'll do a documentary about how the tour went and all that. And the contract for this production was that you couldn't produce anything non-disparaging. And so the argument here from HBO or from the Jackson family is, well, wait a minute here. Hey, hold on. You got this Leaving Neverland thing that came out in 2019. You're disparaging Michael Jackson. This contract provision earlier should not only control, but we should go to arbitration based upon that contract. And HBO is saying, I don't think so. This is done. I mean, that was what, 20 some odd years ago.
Right.
This doesn't apply. And, well, it was filed in state court. HBO had it removed to federal court.
Right.
And a judge in federal court kind of ruled in the Jackson family's favor. And now HBO is appealing it to the Ninth Circuit, saying, oh, this, our interpretation should apply. And obviously Michael Jackson's estate's attorneys, what they've referenced this as a Hail Mary on the part of
yes.
HBO. Was it a Hail Mary?
Well, it might be. And here's the interesting thing, though.
There was an attack, though, on the arbitration by HBO. And it was an anti-slap suit attack, and that was what they're actually going to appeal, which is really an underlyingly crazy kind of a thought. But anti-slap says there's special recourse for those people who are brought into court on frivolous actions, and it targets First Amendment speech. Okay, so they did the anti-slap saying, hey, we have a right to this First Amendment speech, and the judge said, we're going to force you to arbitration. So there is kind of an element here that's an interesting topic for appeal, which is, can you force somebody, if they do an anti-slap suit, can you force them in arbitration? Or should this court have granted the anti-slap suit? That's also part of the appeal.
And just so you know, SLAPP is S-L-A-P-P and stands for Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation. And the argument here is these lawsuits are these defenses are brought. This would be HBO filing against Jackson saying, look, your lawsuit is having a chilling effect on free speech. And the SLAPP doctrine, if you will, protects folks from lawsuits like that. And HBO is saying this should apply here. This is a frivolous lawsuit on their part. They're trying to chill free speech. And the long and short of it is, at this point, it's going to be heard by the Ninth Circuit.
But didn't they already play it or not? Didn't HBO already play it?
Yeah, they did. They can't unring that bell.
Yeah, they can't unring it. They already played it. And so now the question is if the Jackson family, I don't know exactly who owns his estate. Maybe someone else owns part of it too. But it comes down to they might be able to go for damages.
They could. And the thing that I see here with this is I disagree with the assessment that this is a Hail Mary because of what the lower court judge said when deciding the issues. Judge Wu said, a lot of these issues are, this is a quote, a lot of these issues are so close and up in the air that I think no matter which side wins or loses, they are going to appeal. He then says, this stuff needs to be decided by a circuit court.
Right.
And so it's very close. Probably going to get to the Ninth Circuit either way, and there's even a lot of thinking that this should be a case that should actually go up to the Supreme Court because the way the questions are framed could actually provide a lot of guidance on anti-slap suits.
I think so.
By the Supreme Court.
Yeah, exactly. They think that there's going to be, HBO is going to argue that the California's anti-slap statute isn't preempted by the Federal Arbitration Act. So there is some question about that. And whether or not the anti-slap could even be arbitrated is also part of that
and
question.
I like the fact that you said they think that HBO is going to argue. We don't know what HBO's argument is at this point. All they have done is filed a request to appeal, and a briefing schedule has been set. Their opening brief to lay out their arguments is not even due until January of 2020. So this can take a while. After they file that, then the other side has a time to respond. We'll follow it.
To me, the interesting thing that I found is as follows. Okay, so basically the Jackson family or estate is saying we're going to arbitrate this, and that's what the judge, the circuit judge is basically saying. You can go arbitrate it. Now, we just had discussed arbitrations and the why Hollywood likes arbitrations, because it's you can usually keep it quiet and keep things under wraps. But right here, the Jackson estate saying they want an open proceeding, an open arbitration that other individuals can hear and see. And I'm like, huh, I
wonder
why.
That kind of seems like an oxymoron.
Yeah.
Right?
But I think what it is.
Arbitration and then public.
Well, here's the thing, I think, Denise and Todd, what's going on here. I think they know that the bell's already been rung. They already played it. So now they want to argue their case to the public, not just in an arbitration. That's why I think they want an open arbitration to keep it open.
So why then do they just tell the circuit judge, we don't want to arbitrate anymore? We withdraw that request.
Well, because arbitration's quicker, easier, faster. And
remember, when you're trying to sell music downloads, the court of public opinion is the one that matters.
Yeah.
Because radio stations have stopped playing Michael Jackson music for the most part.
Yeah.
The downloads on their business is way down. Their meal ticket business is down.
Well, Cal, remember, right after he died, the value of everything went skyrocketed.
Crazy. Right.
Went crazy
right.
for a while. His
right.
his records were selling and everything. But I think you're right, Cal, as the public forgets very quick and things start going down, you know, if you're not in the public eyes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I heard of Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand was just in the news briefly, and I kind of went, who? Oh, yeah, Barbara Streisand. She talked about, you know, but she had a, I'm not going to get into the politics thing, but she hit the news again about something that
Some political opinion or something.
But the point is I literally, I said, oh, yeah, Barbara Streisand. And I literally said, what's she doing? You know, maybe that's the reason they're doing that. So
yeah, because in her prime, Hollywood model was point a camera at her, have her sing, let's make money.
Oh, no,
yes.
And she did well.
Oh, she did well.
In the
70s?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, in the 70s, she was the powerhouse.
She still is. She's the top for winners for 10 albums. She's the woman that has had the most albums and the most awards still. She still holds that title.
And I agree, that was from, you know, so did Jim Brown. But the question is, I haven't heard of her lately.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah. And that's what's going on. So we're going to also talk about the game. I don't follow a lot of these reality shows. I really don't. I'm not going to mention the one that my wife does follow and I sit there and watch with her. But there's a guy by the name of The Game. And I never heard of The Game. Apparently he's a rapper of some sort, but he has a reality show. And I actually got on and watched part of it because I was curious. And so it's interesting that he got nailed with $7 million in damages on a sexual assault case, but he never showed up to the case. So we're going to talk about that and how that affects someone who doesn't show up to a case. We'll be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk. We're glad you're listening now. We invite you to stay tuned. There's another segment or so coming up. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you serious? Is this real life?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So a reality dating show contestant that the game had claims that in 2016 that she was assaulted by him. And apparently this trial actually went forth. And actually the trial went forth in 2016, found him liable for sexual battery to pay $7.1 million. Is now the Illinois Federal Appeals Court on Thursday found that he does not deserve a new trial, and I guess he's going to have to pay the $7.1 million judgment or verdict. But here's what's interesting, and they could appeal to the Supreme Court if the Supreme Court decides to look at the case. This rapper, the main issue here that came up was he didn't show up to court. He never testified. He didn't sit there. And a lot of times you don't even have to testify, but, you know, I mean, you could sit there, and at least, you know, let the jury look that you care about this thing. Sometimes you worry about the jury, not care. Oh, he doesn't care enough to even show up. And the 12 of us are sitting here and giving up our family time. That sometimes can be an issue with the jury. And funny, I put a quote. Okay, client, here's the address. Here's the courthouse. I'll send a cab, Uber. I'll even pick you up, but you got to get yourself here. So I don't know what the situation was there. We don't know the details. But why, Denise, would you not have your client there, at least sitting there, while being sued so they can at least look at you and say, there's a real person. You're not some entity that's out there beyond the scope of the court that you don't need to show up.
And I don't know the answer to that.
No, but my point is isn't it you normally want your client there?
Well,
right?
You would, but he defied his own attorneys, it looks like, right?
I don't know.
I mean, it looks like
he didn't show up.
It looks like he made some really rather unreasonable excuses for not showing up to things, like, you know, that he had to have emergency dental surgery or that he, you know, was not around. And he evaded process. He started from the very beginning trying to avoid the lawsuit, right? So first of all, he evaded process of service, which means somebody had to try to personally serve him with the complaint because that's what's required. And he evaded that for a period of time and was able to do that. And then other things was it's alleged that he, now I guess it's actually a factual finding, that he trolled this plaintiff on social media and dodged a settlement conference. He didn't show up at trial. His attorney asked for a continuance, and he offered this, you know, I have to have emergency surgery type stuff.
Right.
And the court found it to be not credible.
Right.
So the court denied the request for the continuance. So what does that put him? So he gets a judgment against him. He didn't show up. And his continuance was denied. So the only thing he can appeal is what? The actual continuance. There's not much else he can appeal.
The court says no, that it was reasonable not to allow him to continue the trial. The appellate court said, too bad.
Have you ever heard the phrase, pride goeth before the fall?
No.
Okay, well, now you have. So pride goeth before the fall, which means that sometimes your pride is what gets you in trouble. I remember I had an occasion once back when I was a prosecutor to sit waiting for, I had to file something with the clerk of the court, and I was waiting for it to be called. That's the first time I'd seen defendants who came out of the courtroom and sit down, and they're waiting to go to the clerk to get their post-case paperwork, right? And whatever meekness they showed in court, usually you'd see these people come out and sit down, and they'd have their mom with them because they're their support person, and that's when they'd get brave. You know, screw those guys, I'm not going to go to probation, I'm not going to do this. And the mom would be, well, honey, you got to do that, because if you don't, and there's a lot of blustering about how they're not going to respect the court, and they're not going to respect probation, they're not going to do that. And ultimately, they do, because they realize you can't take that attitude with the court, otherwise you're going to get hammered. Now, I'm just reading tea leaves here. But I could see a scenario where somebody facing this is like, forget that law. I'm not going to do this. And then when the reality of their defiant attitude hits home by a judgment of the court, then they see that, and the court's not going to let them say, I realize we'll make an exception for your error in judgment and give you a do-over. That's not good cause.
That is not good cause.
Yes, in fact, many states say that you have to have some kind of reasonableness as to why you missed or failed to do something. You know, you have to have some kind of a reasonable conduct that made it so that you missed this line or this default or this, you know, court order.
Yeah.
And he didn't have any of that.
No.
Well, it was a $1.13 million award plus the additional amount up to the 7.1 was punitive damages or punishment damages was what the award was. So that's the an example of I'm not quite sure why. And again, we don't have all the details, but doggone it, make your client show up to court, and now he's going to have to deal with $7.1 million verdict. I'm not quite sure.
Why would you want to mess with a guy who can take your money and your liberty? That's the question, right?
No, you show up to the court.
Why are you messing with a judge? Yeah.
Here's another interesting one I want to talk about. Cuba Gooding Jr. He's being sued for allegedly pinching a nightclub server. So I want to talk about this. Why do we want to talk? Actually, I saw this this in Variety talks about this a little bit. But the Tao nightclub server is claiming that that Cuba Gooding Jr. He's the one that was on Jerry Maguire, was the athlete, and it won, and like you said, he won an Oscar with that on that that movie. He's a very well known guy. Apparently, she's alleging, and this is all allegations because he's denying it, is that he supposedly pinched her and harassed her, pinched her butt and harassed her while she was serving them. And apparently, he's not sitting in the main restaurant hall. He's probably off in a corner or somewhere else. And here's the interesting thing. He's recently was indicted just last week for four misdemeanor counts, including two counts stemming from this nightclub incident of October 24, 2018. He's pleading not guilty, and he's due in court in December 13th. But here's the interesting thing is she's claiming that apparently, and it's not just this, apparently there's claims that this has happened before in other areas, not just in this specific nightclub that he has done this before.
Yeah, there are allegations from other people that he had done that to them as well. So this is kind of an interesting thing, because I think it's like what happened before. There are 12 women here that have said he's done something similar to them, and it looks like they're trying to show some kind of a pattern, that he has this inappropriate mechanism and method by which he harasses these women, and that there's a pattern in that. We'll have to see what happens with regard to that.
There's some interesting things. Go ahead.
One thing about this here, we've covered other cases in the past. The Luke Walton case, we've covered,
which was thrown out.
It was never filed criminally.
Right,
okay?
And she dropped the lawsuit.
And she dropped it. But unlike other cases where you have victims or alleged victims foregoing the criminal process and electing to proceed on civil charges, which always kind of makes you scratch your head about why aren't they filed. If this happened, how come the police aren't involved? How come the authorities aren't involved? This case appears to be one where they are. And because he's facing criminal prosecution as well as the civil lawsuit that she has filed. Being sued by the nightclub server. So, to me, that lends a little bit more credibility. They went to both sides just from the filing standpoint, but you still want to wait and see what the evidence is. The allegations don't appear pretty good. If, I will say this, if the allegations as alleged are proven, and there's no justification for it, and I can't imagine one, then Cuba Gooding Jr. has he's going to face some liability.
That's a great comment. It also leads me into your quick take. So, Mr. Kunin.
Okay, this is to the Southwest Airlines pilots. My limerick, the pilots in flight were too naughty, who live-streamed the view from the potty. If the iPad is true and a mutinous crew, the pilots' careers now appear shoddy.
Yes, Denise, yours.
Contrary to popular belief, we do need more lawyers, you guys. We only have one out of 297 in average in the United States, and D.C. has got its beat with one per 12.
Wow, that's a lot.
So one per 12 residents.
Mr. Penny, you're out.
Oh, we've got about a little bit of time for my best outtake. I'll go out with this one. Given the Gooding case, unfortunately, I love my grandma. She's passed away, but if she's alive, I'd have to sue her for pinching my bum all the time, all the way through my 20s, every time I walked by here. And that's the way it was in the olden days. We'll be back next week. Thanks for joining us. This is Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free.
But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veteran's tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.